Welcome back, folks. What do you want from me?
Hold on, Potts. Take us in as if you were me with a welcome back, folks. You ready?
Oh, like right now. Welcome back, folks. What do you mean?
Brownie's already kicking in.
No. I want to hear. Hold on. I think we can do better. I think Belly can do the best. Hold on. Here we go. Ready? Belly, I want you to take us the whole way into the segment. Brought to you by all of it.
Welcome back, folks.
What?
This is Looch Dog in the morning. And we're, of course, talking about imitating Looch right now. We're hoping...
This is the anti-Looch. What is happening right now?
I'm back, folks.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
Let's
it is.
Go. Strap it on.
Dude, wait a minute. Time out. Give them the read as if I was in the forest, like you were doing yesterday. Come on, that was so good.
Yes, as the looch approaches his natural habitat. The looch dog in his natural habitat is actually a living room where a couch is formed, and on that table, you will find his main food and energy source. It is a Christmas tree. The looch is useless without the Christmas tree. If he can't have Christmas tree, he will find his way in to another realm. So he uses
Get
the Christmas
tree. Get out of here! Get all of you out of here! You're amazing! I love
Notice
it.
Notice how the looch moves slowly while using the Christmas tree. This is to not promote any rapid movements.
Ka-ka! What Potts, I'm sorry. You're officially back on the show every time. You're not allowed to be gone Fridays. Right? Am I right?
Yeah, he's a 10 out of 10.
I'm sorry.
The animal sounds are on point.
He's a 10 out of 10. All right. Lamest ways to propose. What's going on there? Because if we have you for Wednesday, then I need to know what's been percolating in that brain of yours. Lamest ways to propose. You want to take this away?
So yeah, my boy, Chris, who has been on the show towards the 311, the guy's total commitment phobe. He's 40 years old and just engaged to his girlfriend of a couple years. And he did it really cool. He works for a production company on the side. He got these lights. They found a gazebo on the beach in the Outer Banks, which I think you go
Absolutely.
To the Outer Banks a lot,
yep.
Luge. So I think
I
it's
know a DJ.
This guy's backyard.
They need one.
They were totally trespassing, but whatever. It was all about how can I do it, and it's about having a cool story. When I got engaged to my ex, we were literally in Utah, and I took her on a horse-drawn sleigh ride. And it was, in my mind, it's all, you want to have a cool story. It's all about the girl. But I'm torn because it's like there are people that are still doing the lamest proposals ever. And then there are people that are going completely over the top, almost creating dangerous situations just because they're trying to do something memorable. So obviously with our in-house wedding DJ, I mean, I want to know if you've heard, like, do you ask how these people propose when you're doing weddings? What are the coolest ways? But like, are people still doing these big fails? Asking at a sports arena. I mean, that is completely outdated at this point,
I
right?
would say no.
Like flying a plane
you
with
mean
the
like
the
putting
carbon
it on
trail?
The Jumbotron.
Jumbotron.
The Jumbotron.
Jenny,
right.
Will you marry me?
Yeah, I'm thinking about like... What else you got? You got the plane flying across with the sign, Jenny, will you marry me?
Right. Then there's... If someone did this, I would absolutely say no. Using a flash mob. I mean,
Hey, what if the girl's big in the theater?
Like, you really gotta know. I mean, you really gotta know if you're gonna pull out something like that. I don't even think I would want to do a restaurant. Like, let's go there. Would you, if you're going to propose, would you like to do it? Would you prefer to do it in public?
I would want it to be somewhere more private.
Right? I would.
Most people I know do it on like a vacation, something where they're somewhere they're not
on a rock
usual.
Somewhere, right? Not in the middle of a restaurant.
No.
Well, the restaurant
on a pier in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Putting the ring in food or in the dessert at a restaurant. No. That is. And there's people like on the Howard Stern show, Baba Booey accidentally ate the ring when he did that.
Oh, no.
I know someone holding. I know someone who proposed with food.
Yes, Matthew. What?
Calling on him. Lovely parents who have been married for 32 years, I want to say.
What was the dish?
33 years. Great on them. Oh, it was in the dessert, man.
Oh, come on. Dude, yes. You spend like $20,000 on a ring and then you put it in fudge?
Listen, I don't think, let me tell you, I can guarantee that ring, and no offense to my dad, he was working real hard at the time, I guarantee that ring did not cost anywhere near $20,000.
What does a ring cost? I mean, you're supposed to do like a quarter of your salary?
Three months of your salary.
Yeah, a quarter of your salary.
I'm sorry. As a woke modern woman, I reject that quantity of money. I don't want my boyfriend fiance spending a third of his salary on something sparkly for my hand. Like, buy me a moonstone. I like moonstones. Those are $60.
I appreciate
even
that
more
mindset.
So. People getting people taking out loans to pay for the wedding. That is the dumbest thing ever.
Get out of here.
Oh, sorry. My bad. All right. So just the last thing I want to say, because I know this happens and I feel like this is the most narcissistic thing you could possibly do. And I feel like if anyone did this, they should be kicked out immediately. And have you seen this, Luch? Popping the question at someone else's wedding. I mean,
I've
always joked I wanted to see it.
Is that where are you even pulling this from? Is this a thing? Is that happening?
Oh, I've heard of it happening.
Yeah. I mean, so the insider.com, which is definitely like a well known thing, they had a list of the top 13 most inappropriate ways to propose. And yeah, popping the question. Hopefully, it's obvious that if you want to pop the question at someone else's wedding, you ask the bride and groom first. However, if they do give you the go-ahead, you might want to consider coming up with another way. Not only is this a little selfish, it's also awkward for the other guests who will surely not know what's going on or whether or not the bride or groom have approved. People are shocked and not in a good way. I've heard that it's happened before. I don't know anyone personally that's done it, but what mind frame are you in to think that's appropriate?
A normal wedding guest of selfishness.
Could you imagine if it was like a sibling or something that did this at their sibling's wedding and then the mother was like more excited about it at the wedding?
Well, I mean, I've seen a groom punch out somebody in the bathroom. Like I've seen, but that, you know, people are drinking, somebody makes a comment, bang, you know, I've seen.
What happened?
And if it doesn't happen at the wedding,
I didn't know the details. I just knew, that there was scuffling and I said, oh shit, what just happened?
I've seen in wedding fights
fights happen. I've seen a lot of times where the families don't get along and it's really actually, I've got to kind of maybe play a therapist and walk the line and keep some people separate. That's happened before.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
It's so awkward.
Dude, my workspace is not annoying guy complaining about stapler. It's drunk girl and guy getting hammered. Yeah. You know? So like I got a lot of managing drunk people. Belly is the same way.
I know. Managing drunk people is the game.
That's the game.
Right.
That's why I feel like I'd be a great
tell someone.
I feel like I'd be a great dad because I mean
because weddings
it's like a kid. Well, they're all like kids.
Me too.
Kids are basically tiny drunk people.
Yeah, they're tiny little drunk human beings.
They put their carrots in their socks.
Yeah. What are you doing there, Jimmy? You don't eat that.
When they mash fries.
Don't put that in your mouth.
When they're so tasty. Drunk that they mash food like just into their face.
Food, glue, whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't pick your nose in public. It's
all
disgusting.
Things you could say to a kid. What are other things you could say to a kid and a drunk person?
Ooh. Who said it more likely?
You've had enough.
Yeah.
You've had enough.
You've had enough.
It's time for bed.
Time for
I said that.
Because I said so.
We're going home.
I'm turning off the TV.
So yeah, no, but it's funny because I don't get to see a lot of the proposals. So I don't see them. I can't imagine proposing. I mean, I've seen women wearing white dresses at weddings. I thought that was bad enough.
That's
proposing
rude.
Is like 10 times worse.
Oh, as a guest, you don't wear a white dress.
Yeah.
No, a nice white dress, too. It wasn't even like white pants and a white shirt. It was like a white gown.
Don't Upstage the bride, I think is like the finer point. Yeah.
God.
Good point.
No, you definitely can't do that.
You know what I've started doing? I start to like ask like way down the line, like once they've figured it out, I'm like, what color are your groomsmen wearing? Because I don't want to wear the same color suit as your groomsmen.
That's another good one you can do for sure.
Yeah. I feel like I may have asked you this before, but Luch, you seem like the person to me that already has your proposal planned out. Is that like, do you know how you would propose or do you have it narrowed down?
Let me start off by saying Fluffernutter.
Already? Oh shit, folks. We're 32 minutes in.
About 30 minutes.
But he took it at 08, so.
My eyes are watering. Potts is like talking to me, and I'm like, wait, is he asking me? I don't remember what he's talking about.
Damn, I think we're looking at 24 minutes.
Can we refresh the.
Because that's awesome.
I'd say 45 minutes is about standard for an edible, and you're at like 28.
I told you I dumped a lot of clippings in there.
We also made it clear that they were supposed to be spread between two separate things, and we're concentrated into one. Yeah. So. Right. Ooh,
man. The deadliest peanut butter on earth.
Yeah, I could see it.
So wait, what was the question?
I mean, well, first off, we're only
Do you have a proposal plan?
So sack up, Luch.
Do you have a proposal plan?
Yeah.
Okay. No, because the way I would do it is something that would be
catered to the
relationship and special to the. So, for example, went out to LA, had an awesome time, went to Disneyland. That would be a great place for it. I'm not saying I'm proposing. I'm just saying.
Hold on. Oh, wait.
Oh, did that make the bottom 13 list?
Oh, it's on the list.
Disneyland?
Hold on, where is it?
Oh, for sure.
I can see that being
asking
on the list.
Asking right in front of the castle at Disneyland or Disney World. Sorry.
But if it was your first date, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, no, you can't do it there.
But now I bet you so many people get engaged at that Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Florida now too.
Oh my God, I'd say yes there.
What I would suggest is that I've planned your engagement. Okay. So what you do is you have a nice romantic dinner at home that you make, and then you take all your clothes off and you play her a song that you wrote, and then you like on the guitar and you sing a song, but in the song, like it ends. Blah, blah, blah. Will you marry me? And you're laying there like naked with a guitar.
I don't think me being naked is doing anybody any favors in this story.
Like,
I think
but I do like his idea of playing a song.
Playing a song is good.
Using
naked,
your talent. Like she shows up on a beach and Luch just is playing the piano. Like
my hair blowing in the wind.
He's got a golden wig, Fabio wig on.
Golden wig, yes. Yeah, golden wig.
What are you two yammering about over here
in
the corner?
She was talking
about, want Belly to propose to me.
Well, so she was talking about a Harry Potter. She was like, oh, I'd say yes to Harry Potter World. And I'm like, oh, that'd be easy. All they got to do is like send the letter like they're getting accepted into Hogwarts. And then you get them all down there.
Right,
and then you bring out the sorting hat and she gets sorted into
this house. Belly.
But she gets sorted. She gets sorted into the LaBelle house, which is my house, which
like
then she realizes, oh shit, and boom, right there I am.
That's adorable.
Boom.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would marry you too, Belly. Who doesn't love Harry Potter?
I think about every girl that.
I don't get the castle. He can do Harry Potter just because it's newer. I don't get the castle.
I'm doing it in freaking.
Yeah, but he did. See, it's all about the experience.
Here you go. Hold on.
I'm doing it Zonko's Joke Shop so I can get out of it.
Okay. How about this?
Planned it. It's not about just getting down on one knee.
How about this?
Like, put thought into it.
Well, excuse me. All I said was Disneyland and I got thrown to the wolves. Now, let me just tell you what I would do at Disneyland.
Is it the Indiana Jones ride? Because I hope.
No, I would not do the Indiana Jones ride. I was informed that there is above the fire station in Disneyland an apartment that the Disneys would stay at when they would visit, and it has not been opened up to the public. I would find a way to get in that apartment. I would get, not break in. I would find a way.
You might have to.
Because that would be badass. If you could find a way to do something like that, to like get exclusive access to that apartment instead of a honeymoon suite, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would, I'm just trying to think of stuff that like, and maybe this is awkward because, like, I mean, I'm talking about an actual person, but I just, things that happened on a date that was special to you is something that I would incorporate into the proposal. Like, obviously, with these two star-crossed lovers, they played Quidditch before. You know, they've read the books together, you know, in the nude next to each other.
By candlelight.
By candlelight with room service.
Well, we went to our for Luch is like just saying the girl he's dating. Now we went to a place that actually the first date that they actually have a piano. We could, I can't hear what's going on.
I know, because Belly forgot how to do radio. Apparently, he's just talking into the microphone. He's so happy. He's just planning out his new proposal now that he's got ideas.
Oh, he's already like getting married.
He's just making like comments as if we're just.
All he needs is the girl.
Anyway,
and the trees have kicked in. All
right, yeah. So you guys are taking over.
Wait, what were you saying, Potts? I feel like I'm treed out with Luch here.
We're all treed
he's
out.
He's like vibing it out right now. Yeah. It's emitting from him and just getting out on all of us.
So this is why you can't leave on Fridays, because we get so excited to have you back that we just lose our shit. Can you tell us real quick, because that is true. Proposals can be interesting. You can obviously fail. I don't want to be a part of somebody else's proposal.
Can I tell how
can we just make that a rule real quick?
No.
Don't make me a part of somebody else's proposal, meaning don't do it in public. Don't do it at a restaurant.
Can you do it in like where family and friends are close by so that they can kind of
I love that. The office, for example. Yeah. They all come in rushing in after she says yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Amanda, we won't talk anymore about the office. I know.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Like when I got engaged, I had planned, because it was in her hometown, I had planned for her family and friends to be back at her parents' house when we got back, and we had like a little after party and she was showing the ring. Like that's actually, in my opinion, just as important as the proposal, because the first thing she wants to do is call her family and friends and show off the ring. So that is a important component of the proposal, is like the after party.
Actually,
thing.
Belly, that might be a good idea. Like we could do like if you had a surprise party set up.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's not in public, but then once that it's over and you've had your intimate moment.
A lot of people at least invite like parents to events like that if they're close by, if they're available.
She better say yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, I don't think the parents. That's important. You have to have a friend or someone taking pictures on the DL while it's happening, because you need pictures of you on your knee. That's really important.
Yeah. I would like pictures. Yeah. I don't know. Luch is pointing at me.
I'm pointing at you guys. Yes, have to say, well, I want to hear.
Can I tell you a little quick fail I know of? But
yeah,
although they're of course very in love, I hope they're okay with me telling the story. But I find it always funny. When my buddy, they went down to like some Caribbean island, whatever, with family and all that. Well, they went out. They took a little walk out to the dock or whatever, and it's sunset, and you know, music's probably playing somewhere. It's an island; music's everywhere.
Okay.
He gets down on the knee, proposes. She says yes, jumps on him. He falls. Both of them go down, and she breaks her toe. Everything was fine in the end, but of course. That's she said yes.
Good story, though.
She said yes.
A
day they'll never forget.
Yep. I always think of, who is that? Oh, God. Now I'm treed out. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, when Jonah Hill is the lonely waiter, and he's just like, she said yes! Yeah! Okay, Belly's going to take us
home.
He's
probably seen
here.
That. Can you see that? He's seen it 1,000 times. It's just like...
Yep. Yeah, and he's so bitter.
Oh my God,
about
she
it.
Said yes.
So bitter.
Or when Marshall's or the guy's walking by and he's two people getting, "Oh, getting married in Hawaii. Real original."
I guess I'll just go fuck myself. Okay, we're moving on. We're going to Woman Crush Wednesdays and the lies that we tell ourselves. It's all coming up next. Luch Dog in the Morning from
TTR Studios.